This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It seems like you could almost fill an entire social network with ill-advised online posts by teenagers. And that's part of why a new bill passed in California aims to protect minors from having a permanent record of photos and phrases they might regret. The law signed this week will take effect starting in 2015. It will require website operators to erase posts by the minors who request it. It'll also deliver more restrictions for product advertisements that minors will see online. What the bill doesn't do, require websites to scrub posts from their own servers or delete reposts by a third party. Janelle Burley Hoffman is our friend who helps us understand how to behave with technology. How you doing, Janelle?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. So what do you think about this law?
Well, I really like the idea that minors will have a chance to repair a mistake. But there is this risk that a friend posts a picture or a friend takes a picture of you and shares it, and we're not protected. So it's not this safety net that we think it is for our kids, and that we're still teaching our kids how to post with integrity and how to be deliberate users of the social media.
Wow, that's an interesting point. Now, have you ever told one of your kids to delete a comment or a photo they posted?
I actually had one experience where my son and a girl that he's friends with, they were teasing each other back and forth online, and they were using language that might be acceptable if they were in-person teasing, but when it was public, the language wasn't appropriate, and I certainly didn't want to read it, and I framed to him, what if her parents picked this up and didn't know that it was joking? Would you want her parents to read this language that you're using? And I saw the look on his face consider that perspective and say, absolutely not. And so I said, I think that you know what the right choice to make is.
What is your advice generally to kids and parents that don't have the luxury of being able to tell the state, hey, strike this from my online record, as it were?
Parents come to me a lot and say, you know, how do I talk to my children about what's appropriate and what isn't? And I love this idea that I heard one time that was, if you don't want your grandmother to read it, don't post it or share it. Do you really want everybody to see this picture of you? And so asking our children to be critical thinkers and to post with purpose. I say that all the time. You know, post things with purpose, things that you really mean, things that are a reflection of the real you.
Janelle, what about the argument for personal responsibility here? I mean, yes, we all make mistakes, but shouldn't we all also kind of be watching our own butts?
Absolutely. I think accountability is huge. I think it's nice to know that we have an opportunity to erase every now and again, but hopefully we never need to use that. Hopefully when we are posting online, we're taking full responsibility for what we have to say. And I think that's the first thing we always teach our children, is that they are fully responsible for what they put out there. And honestly, if this was where I raised my family, I wouldn't even be talking about the eraser button necessarily to my 14-year-old. I would still be having the same very direct conversations I have with him about personal accountability and responsibility on what he posts.
Janelle Burley Hoffman also teaches parenting workshops in Massachusetts. Janelle, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.